This is Harrow Today and I'm Shree. I was very privileged to have had the opportunity to speak to Louise McNally, the suicide prevention lead at Network Rail, to find out more about the Small Talks Saves Lives campaign. This campaign is run in partnership with the Samaritans and the British Transport Police, and this year's campaign runs from the 22nd of February to the 19th of March 2024. Here's what Louise had to say about the campaign, and more information about how you can get involved can be found on both the Network Rail and Samaritan's website. So, Louise, can you tell me a little bit more about the Small Talk Saves Lives campaign?
Yeah, sure. So, the Small Talk Saves Lives campaign is there really just to let people know that the simplest thing, such as the simplest conversation, the simplest sentence, things like, where can I get a coffee, or have you got the time, please, is all it takes to interrupt somebody's suicidal thoughts in that crucial moment. So when you see somebody that appears to be in crisis, it can make you feel quite nervous. You're not quite sure whether to act. And what we're trying to do with this campaign, Small Talk Saves Lives campaign, is trying to give people the tools and the confidence to act.
Brilliant. So that leads me on to my next question, actually. What advice would you give to somebody about approaching potentially a stranger and having to make a little bit of small talk? Because it can be quite daunting. And obviously, as the press release has highlighted, around 49% of people avoid making small talk, and a third of Britons don't know how to make small talk or feel that they don't know. So what advice would you give to somebody around making small talk?
Yeah, I think we feel nervous just making small talk and making conversation, in most circumstances, actually, often. But I appreciate that it's going to be much more nerve-wracking if you're approaching somebody that you feel may be in distress or in crisis. It's really hard to know whether somebody who is in crisis is in crisis. Sometimes there's no obvious sign or symptom that you can sort of look out for. So it's really important that you trust your instincts, and that you, if it doesn't feel right, then the message that we're trying to get over is that it's better to act than to do nothing. So jump in and make that conversation.
Okay, brilliant. And as you said, sometimes it can be really difficult to identify if somebody is in crisis, often when you're commuting or, traveling somewhere, or even just in your day-to-day lives. Like, it's not unusual to see a person alone, and sometimes, people can be deep in thoughts. Are there any signs that could potentially be like a red flag or raise alarm bells for people to be looking out for?
You may have some obvious signs, like somebody crying or somebody that is visibly distressed, but it's not always the case with somebody that's suicidal. There might be no sign, and that's why it's really important to trust your instincts.
Thank you for that. And then I have a question which is probably like London centric, but I've grown up in Harrow, and growing up in London and commuting, and I guess living such busy lives, sometimes just things like people smiling at you on a train or at a station, you're almost predispositioned or trained into being suspicious of that sort of interaction. So if someone looks at you and smiles, you're like, have I got something on my face, or why is that person smiling at me? So how would you advise someone to kind of get over that hurdle? And I'm sure it exists outside of London as well, but I do find that when I've traveled around the country, smiling at someone, I'll get a smile back, but often here, when I'm doing my commute to work or something similar to that, I get a much colder or more suspicious response. So is there any advice you'd give around that?
Yeah, so I mean, coming from London myself and from Harrow, I do understand what you mean. But I really, if somebody is suffering, I think it's recognizing that if somebody is in a bad place, by making conversation, you could interrupt somebody's suicidal thoughts and change everything for them. So yeah. I think it's really important to have that at the front of your mind if you suspect somebody may be in crisis. And try not to worry too much about, you know, the fact that somebody, it might not be received terribly well. It's better to say something than to not say something, because at the end of that, it could have been a life-saving conversation that you've had.
Yeah. And just a final question, I think. Is often, especially if you do see somebody that is outwardly distressed, there can be that fear that approaching them could potentially make things worse rather than better. You know, like, you don't want to approach someone and almost frighten them more or panic them more.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can say to, you know, our listeners to reassure them about approaching somebody who may be in distress and to put those fears at rest?
Yeah. So in making small talk is such a simple thing, and we all do it every day, sometimes without even realizing that we're doing it. So if you're asking somebody, you know, where can I get a coffee, or have you got the time, or even complimenting them on you know, something that they're wearing, you know, everybody loves a compliment. So it's really hard to offend people if you're saying, you know, I love your jacket, or, you know, what amazing shoes you've got. Such a simple remark can make a difference, and also show that you care, show that you're human. And as I say, it can be life-saving.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Louise. That's been really helpful. And I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate yours too. Thank you.
Thank you.